B-Pod Studios.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Good morning, all.
What day is it?
Pump day.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
That sounds boring. You'll be great at it.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
These guys are hilarious.
I'm a pretty good guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how much fun we can have together.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Let Wednesday begin!
Hit it!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Wow. So I saw yesterday, LBF, that you were at the dentist with Lucy.
Yes, I was.
Oh, man. How long were you there?
Well, we were there for an orthodonture sort of scan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we were there for about 5 minutes, and I think it cost more than college.
Oh, okay. I was prepared for you to say that it you were there forever.
No. Nope.
No, just 5 minutes.
Nope.
And then you tweeted out or you texted Brian and me a picture of was it Bertucci's roll?
Yeah, it was a Bertucci, because I promised Lucy if she would endure the dentist that I would take her to Bertucci's, because I already promised ice cream the other day for another doctor's appointment.
Man.
So anyway, we went to Bertucci's.
And
it was...
How did it taste, the white bread?
I didn't do it.
You didn't
there
do
it.
There
were two perfectly round rolls from Bertucci's, and you know what I'm talking about, and they smell so good.
I think they keep them in business. Those rolls keep Bertucci's in business. I mean, the pizza's good.
Yeah,
but all that.
Yeah, Lucy had two rolls and a pizza, and I sat there like I was being punished and had lentil soup.
You are.
Oh, see, God.
It was good, actually,
we're doing no white bread for August.
Yes.
So I don't know why you jumped on this train. And then
I don't know either.
You know, you were doing good with no fries and no chips, but I guess in support of your co-host here.
Yeah.
Are doing no white bread.
I don't know why I'm doing
this. You couldn't have gone to a worse place to not eat white bread.
No, you're absolutely right. It was actually like it was the test of all tests.
Yeah.
It was like biblical.
The gauntlet.
It was almost biblical in the test.
It was like, dang. And you had lentil soup.
Which is almost like, you know,
wow.
Sort of like self-hatred.
Why don't you have a tuna sandwich at Texas Roadhouse?
No,
you
know? It's good. Was good. It's good to deprive yourself of things. Good for the soul.
Well, I spent about 3 hours watching Tarantino's new movie.
Oh.
So we'll give a little pop review of that later on. Okay?
Okay, good.
All right. So, I mean, it's one of those that I'm on the fence about. You can either push me either way.
Okay. All right? Good to know.
Okay. Did we give away $1,000 yesterday? I think this was the closest we've come in a while.
Okay.
Stick around. See if Grant in 60 seconds had a big payoff yesterday. That's coming up in 10. 5-7 WROR. It's 80 some more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian, too, at 6:22. So, LBF, you just mentioned in the news. Wow, it actually makes the news that Duncan is back with the pumpkin spice coming up.
Yes.
August 21st.
People wait all year for this.
Mm-hmm.
Some people. Some really strange people. But I
like to wait a little longer. A little bit longer.
I feel like they push the season. I feel like every season is pushed. People wear flip-flops in March, and that's wrong. And have pumpkin spice lattes in August. That's wrong. I hate it when I go to a bar.
Oh, here we go.
Wait a minute.
Here we go.
Let me finish that sentence.
Yeah.
Stick around.
Yeah.
I hate it when I go to a bar and I want this, like, the summer brew. And they're like, nope, we switched it over to pumpkin.
That's
and I'm
happening
like,
right about
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and I don't like it. Now. I'm like, no.
Sam Summer.
Yeah.
Well, so they have cold brew this year, pumpkin flavored cold brew, pumpkin donuts, pumpkin munchkins. It's all good.
I do like a pumpkin,
so you can look forward to. And also, the Massachusetts sandwich that is considered the most iconic. So we threw it out there, see if we have any guesses. Hi, ROR, good morning.
Good morning. Can we guess the sandwich?
Sure, go ahead.
Puffernutter.
Guys?
Yay! Nailed it!
What'd she win, Brian?
You win absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay.
I love those.
How about a sandwich? Do we have a sandwich for
you? I'll make you a Fluffernutter.
What's your name?
Sue.
Sue, yes, it is a Fluffernutter. How do you like your Fluffernutter? Do you mix it with anything else?
It's white bread, it's peanut butter, and fluff. That's it.
I mean, that's it. White bread.
She's a purist.
Yeah, I know.
Add nothing.
Not even toasted.
No.
No.
Jeez.
No.
Wow.
Crunchy or smooth?
Oh, please say crunchy.
Smooth.
Man, you don't want anything messing with your
Fluffernutter.
She's
a purist.
All right, Sue.
I appreciate
that. You're making
that.
Us hungry, but you're absolutely right. You got it.
Thank you. Okay. I love being right.
Thank you.
Who doesn't?
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye, Sue.
You know, I like a Fluffernutter with bananas in it. That's not
that's
a bad
bananas.
Idea. That's
that
bananas.
Is, so wait a minute, you just have fluff and bananas with
and peanut butter.
Butter.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's doable. That's good.
Isn't that good? It's actually healthy. It's practically a fruit salad.
Yeah, right, sure.
Maybe some version of healthy is very fast and loose.
I know. With a side of coleslaw to my salad. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I think that they should have, if this is the best, like the most iconic Massachusetts sandwich,
well, so
why wouldn't they have a Fluffernutter latte?
Oh, they should. You just gave them an idea.
Isn't that a brilliant idea?
That's a really good idea.
I feel like it would be very difficult to get through the straw.
It's called a s'more.
I think it's called a s'more,
but you're close.
Yeah.
So what's your hack, Brian?
Well, I have two. Like, I love a good Fluffernutter, but I do have to have it on toast.
Okay.
Because once you do it on, like, the toast, it kind of melts in. Yeah. I use chunky peanut butter.
Mm. Oh.
And it melts the peanut butter and,
oh, that's
and the flour
better
together.
Feel.
It really, yeah.
So
nice.
Why don't you go next level and grill it?
That could be good.
That could be awesome.
Messy,
right?
Yeah.
But
it might get a little messy.
And you add a little, I'm thinking some Hershey's chocolate inside. Okay. So it's a melted s'more.
God, you're a maniac.
You thought I was bad.
And if you want to get the fluff out nice and easy.
Oh, yeah.
Run your knife under hot water.
Oh.
And then it's super easy to spread the fluff.
That's I didn't know that.
Very easy.
That
is, otherwise, it gets, all over the place.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about a Fluffernutter sandwich is the moms who say to their kids, finish that sandwich or you're not going to get dessert.
That's
I'm like, wait a minute. It is dessert.
Is it really? Not so fast. Have some chips with that. It always sticks right to the sides of your mouth.
Can't get away with it.
Just love it.
Evidence.
There you go, Massachusetts. Congratulations. The iconic sandwich is all yours. I saw a movie yesterday. I think it's still playing. I got to talk to you about it coming up next.
Okay, good.
The Tarantino thing. My review in 5 minutes. You don't want to miss it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Right. It feels so nice and cool out there. So nice. Right?
Yeah.
Don't you love it, LBF?
I do. I like it, but I feel like it's the signal to, like, school's going to start. All that stuff. But I'm not going to go there. I'm going to be positive.
You're getting close.
Really?
You're getting close.
Starting when?
We are there. It's the 14th of August, 74 degrees. I like it. So I spent, while you were with Lucy at the dentist, I was at the movies. I have nothing to do. It's just me. My wife hasn't even moved here yet. Maybe she won't. I don't know.
I know a lot of guys who would have chose differently. But
see, I'm a good guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So I went to see Tarantino's movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, first of all, side note, Tuesdays in Woburn at the theater is $5 Tuesdays.
Really?
Oh,
it was sold out.
Oh, wow.
My gosh.
Every ARP card was whipped out. And so, no, I couldn't get in. So, I had to go to Burlington at the 4:15. The movie ends at 7. Like, basically, by the time you do the previews and don't talk in the theater, it's about 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
It was forever. It was 2.5 plus all that stuff.
Now, yeah. Sometimes, like, a long movie doesn't feel like a long movie. When it kind of moves along,
like,
it
needed an edit. It needed someone to come in and edit. Okay. What was good about it was the cars and the clothes.
Okay.
And
what about the soundtrack?
Tarantino
always has a good soundtrack.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It is really good.
But it's definitely use
it's
the ladies'
long.
Room before you go. Or the
men's
room.
I took one to break in the middle for
you.
You
did?
It was that
wow.
Long.
That's
yeah.
too... That's too long.
I had to go. So I thought about you because you said you didn't want to see it because it's violent.
Yeah, Tarantino stuff makes me a little
ill. It was all good until the end. Then he went crazy bonkers, just as a warning. But people were laughing. Like,
that's what bothers me.
There were teenagers laughing
about
at people's faces getting smashed.
So that's what I don't like. Like, I don't like being in a theater where there's something violent happening and people reacting that way. It makes me feel super scared.
You would have cringed at the end. It's that bad, violent. And then kids were laughing. I couldn't believe
it. That's great. Youth of America. Mm.
Yeah,
awesome.
So there you go. But the question I have, a slight observation, why do people clap at the end of the movie? They actually stood up and clapped. Like, well, maybe not stand up, but it was one of those tepid.
It's weird. It's weird.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody there. They're not real people.
They're not
on the stage.
Yeah.
Nobody was there, everybody.
I don't know. But
maybe they were just glad it was over because it was so long.
That was me. That's
what
I'm like, okay.
We can go
home.
It's
over.
I got to pee.
It's good. But I'm saying you should see it, but you can probably wait for the video.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
It's a wait for the video.
I
for
would
me.
Wait, yeah, because it's
then
it's,
I can walk out of my family room when the violence starts.
You can pause, go to the bathroom,
make sure no one laughs.
Make sure no one laughs.
Dinner,
when it's over.
Go to work.
Anyway, there's a pop review.
What has Britney Spears done 80 times in the past year?
We can do that on the radio.
Yes.
Ooh, okay,
mm-hmm.
Can't wait. I think coming up. That's in about 10 minutes from right now.
Oh, I'm up. Dirty Laundry is brought to you by Sullivan Tire. All right, what did Britney Spears do 80 times last year? The Bachelorette confession and Gronk. I want to talk about him really quick. Gronk is making an announcement. He's vague booking us. All right, Britney Spears.
What did you say?
Vague booking. You know when somebody Facebooks, but they say things like, I just want to let everyone know that I'm fine and karma is a blank.
Yeah.
And like you're like, vague book me. Tell me what happened. I need
to know. A bad haircut or did you have a car accident?
So, Gronk is going to make an announcement August 27th in a New York City hotel room about his next chapter, and it has nothing to do with books.
Yeah, he's not going to write a book, read a book.
Read one or write one.
He's playing.
I don't know.
He's playing. That's what it is.
No.
But he's lost too much weight. Have you seen him? He's very, well, for him, slim now.
Really?
He's not bulky, Gronky.
He's not going to play because I don't think he should. He's going to get hurt. He's
not going to play because you don't think he should.
Yes.
Okay.
He called me. He said, Lauren. I'm like, don't. Do something else.
Well, I know you and his girlfriend are so close.
I know. Because
we met. Too bad you weren't here.
I wasn't here, but I already saw our juice place.
Yeah.
She gets the healthy juice.
Brian was juice boy that day.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Very lovely. All right, Britney Spears. You know what? She's just like us. She really is, even though she's worth $59 million. She did this 80 times last year. Any guesses?
80 times.
I'm just going to tell you because I don't know where you're going to go.
Yeah, as well.
She shopped at Target 80 times last year.
That's 4 times a month, basically, right? Three or four times. That's not so easy.
That's easy.
Yeah.
I go to not Target, but I go to Home Goods or TJ Maxx. No joke.
Oh, man.
3 to 4 times a week. Sometimes just to meditate.
When you you drag your husband.
No, I don't drag anybody. Not yet. I love the husbands that sit in the little chairs in the front.
That's your place. Why would you?
That's my place. Yeah. She goes to Target and you pick up a couple of things. But I feel, and I don't think I'm alone.
You think she has the cartwheel
there.
App and I really
think
saving some money?
I think she does.
Do you know what the thing is with Home Goods is? If I could make a suggestion.
Sure.
Home Goods should be next to a Home Depot or Lowe's. See, that's what we do. I'll drop you off at Home Goods. I'm going to Home Depot.
I feel like my husband would like to go to Home Goods with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I like Home Goods.
Dave doesn't like to fix anything around the house.
Okay.
He loves a good polo shirt for a nice price.
There you go. And there's Marshall's at TJ Maxx.
My father would track my mother's. He would know what she did in one day because when he would get the bill, she'd go from her hairdressers to Frugal Fannies to Home Goods. It was like this little mile of shopping.
Everybody's mother.
So that is Beth. Britney Spears. Yeah. So she also frequented Home Depot, Hobby Lobby, Walmart, 7-Eleven, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Pier 1 Imports, and she spent about $66,000 on household supplies at those stores. Whatever, so we're $59 million. Sometimes
like
you need some things.
It's all relative, you know. Yeah.
You know, Hannah B., when she planted her freak flag for sexual freedom from The Bachelorette.
She was the most recent Bachelorette.
Yes.
Yeah. Hannah B.
And we thought the most
windmill.
Promiscuous.
Think windmill.
Windmill Hannah.
Yeah, no,
windmill
no,
Hannah.
Yeah.
Well,
windmill.
Bachelorette.
3 times in the windmill.
Rachel Lindsay said she slept with 2 of her 3 finalists
in
the fantasy suite.
Refresh my memory. Which one is she?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. her eventual choice was Brian. It was season 13.
Oh, okay.
That's a long time ago. Anyway, she said she slept with 2 of her 3 finalists in the fantasy suite, but she won't tell. She also said,
She won't tell who the other one was.
No. Brian knows, though. They're getting married this month.
And he's cool with it.
Yeah, I guess he's cool with it. I don't know.
All right.
It's really crazy. It is really crazy. I want to mention it's Steve Martin's birthday today.
71?
He's 74.
The best.
I have a couple of favorite of Steve Martin's movies.
Yeah.
Obviously, Parenthood is a huge one for me.
I love The Jerk.
I love All of Me with Lily Tomlin.
Yes.
That is like a deep
movie.
Cut, but it's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really good in the movie Home. It's a kids movie. It's recent. It's
You've
seen that? It's good. And then finally, his serious one is A Simple Twist of Fate. Have you ever heard that? It's real deep. Real deep cut. But you should totally Netflix it and see if you like it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just makes me want to wear an arrow through my head all day.
Yeah. I miss
you
the
are
wild
a wild and
crazy
guy.
He was great. He was so talented. He was, if you guys don't remember, because you were not even born then, but in 1979...
Oh,
you're
so
nice.
Yeah, right.
That is the
nicest thing
you've done all day.
Bob, you can stay.
Thank you. Okay.
Can I get a cup of coffee?
I was just probably a wee little guy. But, yeah, no, that was he was the hottest comedian there ever was. It was all
the white suit.
Yeah. His stand-up comedy, he would sell out huge arenas. So he was like the first huge comedian.
He's very interesting. Yeah. He plays the banjo. He writes his own music. And he's a huge art collector.
Yeah, no.
He's super rich.
Only huge art?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe. Kind of big. Not the little teeny tiny little 2x2s.
Oh, yeah. Steve Martin.
He was
incredible. It was like there was never anybody that big. And then Eddie Murphy followed.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. Yeah.
So, yeah, he was a trendsetter. Happy birthday, Steve.
WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's time for Would You Rather Wednesday. Let's say good morning to Molly from Marshfield. Morning, Molly.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Molly, did you
happy
ever?
Hump day.
What's that?
Oh, happy hump day to you too.
Yeah,
or whatever you like to do on Wednesday.
Are you hiring? Brian might be looking.
White hump day.
Hey, Molly, are you off to work? What are you doing today?
I am. I'm heading to the Hingham ferry to go to work.
Oh,
there's I love that ferry because you can drink on your commute.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right, Molly.
Wow. This could be a good
on the way home.
Rather.
You know,
on the way home. Yeah.
Who knows?
Whatever you want to do.
A little bloody before work. It's fine.
Molly, have you heard us play Would You Rather yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, you know how the game. It's just a stupid game, right? They're just stupid questions, no wrong answers, but you just got to lose your dignity. Are you okay with that?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Dignity's been lost for a long time.
Drinks on the way home from work.
Oh, they're not that bad today. You can't lose. All right, LBF, what's your first would you rather?
Okay, this one's kind of ripped from the headlines because there was that Watcher House in New Jersey that they had a tough time selling because it was like either haunted or somebody was stalking them. But the question is, would you rather live in a haunted house or a glass house with no privacy?
Haunted house.
You would?
I would. Absolutely.
Really?
I'm with you, Molly. Yep. Yeah, glass house?
Yep.
You serious?
No, thanks.
I'm going ghost.
What? You don't want anybody peeking, right, Molly? Yeah. You'd rather be have some ghost peeking at you.
No way.
Well, that's all right.
You're glass house?
I'm a glass house.
Don't throw stones.
Don't throw stones.
I wear a lot of clothes.
You do?
I do.
All the time.
I wear a lot of clothes all the time. I'm afraid of ghosts.
Molly, she showers with a one piece. Just so you know. She said that.
I said I would.
Okay, you did.
All right. Okay.
All right, question number two, Brian Bell.
All right, this is also kind of ripping the headlines. They're saying how people on vacation disasters can be no Wi-Fi, and that's
a big one.
So here you go. If you're going on vacation, would you rather go on vacation in a house with no Wi-Fi or one-ply toilet paper?
Ew.
No. Oh. I would rather go without the one-ply toilet paper.
Really?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So, no. So you'd either have no Wi-Fi or you have
one.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm sorry. No Wi-Fi. Sorry.
You're going no Wi-Fi?
See, I'm
no
with Molly.
Wi-Fi.
I'm going one ply toilet paper.
One
ply
is
the worst.
Store?
No, you can't.
No.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
This is a game. Play along, man.
Come on, Brian.
I know.
I think that no Wi-Fi.
Nope, couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it, huh?
No.
I would bring a book because I ain't doing one ply anywhere. Okay?
I don't need.
What's that book printed on?
Yeah, that's a good question, Brian.
That's disgusting.
I didn't think of that. Okay,
you
Molly.
You guys are so gross.
Molly, here's your last would you rather question. I don't even know why I'm doing
Thankfully.
It. Might as well. Molly, we talked about Massachusetts' iconic sandwich earlier in the show. Do you remember what that was?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
That would be a Fluffernutter.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, would you...
I think we might know your answer.
I think you gave away your answer. Molly, would you rather eat a Fluffernutter sandwich every day for lunch for a year or all of your coffee be pumpkin spice?
I would go with the pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
All year?
Yep.
Are you already looking for it?
Fluffernutter is like cement. No, thank you.
No, it's not cement.
It gets a little sticky.
That's
you
what the
definitely need
milk.
Liquid.
I think you're using too much fluff.
Could you imagine, though, if you washed it down with pumpkin spice coffee? That would... Your teeth might just all explode.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right there.
They would. I would not. Yeah. I would take the Fluffernutter every day.
Me too.
Because there are two other meals.
I'm with Fluff.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
All right.
Well, good to know.
If we ever do lunch, Molly, we know what not to bring.
You're going to love the end of August.
Yeah, you go. All right, Molly from Marshfield. You got how about this? The New England Revolution versus Real Salt Lake at Gillette Stadium. That's Saturday, September 21st. Yeah, four tickets for you for that. All right.
Oh, nice.
That's
awesome.
Sip on pumpkin spice while you watch the game.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, right?
All right.
Molly, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Stick
have
around.
Fun, guys.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. Stay on the boat.
Okay.
We need your info there. That's good. Yeah, no way would I do the pumpkin spice for a year. That is it.
Every morning.
I'm one and done. That'd be it for me. 057 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian, 728. And I was just mentioning the Aerosmith song of the day. I can't tell you the name of the song. That's cheating. You'd have to go to WROR.com. But Janie is on the phone with us. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
We'll just call you Jane, not Janie.
That's fine. Either one is
fine. So you have an extreme wait for restaurant. Not you, but your husband?
Well, I had to wait because I was with him.
Yep.
So more than once, my husband has decided, we live in Massachusetts, in the Worcester area, and there's a restaurant down in Ponce de Leon, Florida, which is not way down there.
It's a drive.
There, but
it's, so, yeah.
You know, it's a drive. And more than once, he has decided that he wants to go to dinner in this restaurant. So we will drive to Florida just for the purpose of having dinner.
That's my
at
God.
The Down the Hatch.
That's like a Smokey and the Bandit movie.
Jane.
It could be.
Jane, you're saying you would drive from outside Worcester to Florida 24 hours because he wants dinner the next day?
He's done it. Yes, he's done it more than once.
What does he order?
What do they
the
serve?
Restaurant?
Yeah, what is the restaurant?
The Fountain of Youth. It's Ponce de Leon.
True.
The restaurant is called Down the Hatch, and
check that out.
He just likes it because
sounds fancy.
It isn't really. It's not at all. And they have their own boats, and you sit right by the water, and the pelicans try to steal your dinner. it's great food, and he loves it.
Pelicans
I'm
steal
at it right
your
now.
Dinner at. Down the hatch. What's your husband's first name?
It's Byard.
What is it?
Byard. I'm giving him away because
Byard's in trouble.
I
want to know what is so good about this restaurant that he would drive to Florida.
Fun.
You can't get anything like it around here.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose it's maybe. I don't know. Maybe in Maine.
Try Maine.
It's a little closer. A little closer.
Maybe down the Cape. There's that
Jane.
I don't know what the name of it is, like the Catch or something like that.
Yeah, but still, Jane, that takes
extreme.
The cake. That takes the
that's pretty extreme.
So he does once a year, or?
Well, no, we haven't actually done it for a couple of years, so we're probably due.
Yeah, I think you're right. Do you guys just straight shot down? I'm curious.
What do you want for dinner? I don't know. Let's go to Florida.
Yeah.
He's done it. He's done it straight through, and then
straight through.
Times we've stopped overnight and, you know, somewhere halfway down there and then gone through. It all depends on the weather.
Of course.
You know.
Wow.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard, and I've heard a lot of crazy
things. That is crazy.
But now I'm going to have to go to this restaurant the next time I'm in
down
Florida, because if somebody drives all the way from Massachusetts,
right?
I got to check it out.
Wow. Good. Do you make reservations? I hope you.
I know, really.
Call ahead.
It's
closed. Call when you hit Georgia.
Hey, Jane, thanks for calling.
Wow.
That's a great story.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks,
have Byron
all
call
right.
us.
I
mean,
I know,
anytime.
Really.
I'd like to talk to you. I guess that kills the bit, because I was thinking, here you are. You're going to Maine, LBF.
Maine, and I'm thinking about waiting in line. Not in line, but putting my name in and waiting 2 hours to go to this restaurant. Everyone has said that has the best lobster rolls and seafood. It's called Eventide. There's one in Fenway.
And they want you to 2 hour wait.
But there's a wait. So you can go to the bar and wait, but that's a long time.
Here's the thing.
Even for me to sit in a bar.
Well, here's the thing. So they're kind of slick. My wife used to host us. And what they would tell you is minutes. They don't tell you hours.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I used to host us.
Maybe 100, 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
Wow.
That's...
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't sound
sure.
so bad. Yeah.
You can do that.
Not
120. Some math.
Okay. How's that conversation go with Jane and her husband, you know, when he decides it's time?
Right.
He wants to go down the hatch.
Does she, like, fear every day that it'll be the day? Yeah. Like, oh, my God, is it the day?
I'm thinking dinner tonight.
Yeah, right.
Down the hatch. What do you think, hon?
That's okay. Something else.
Let me pack. Sounds fun. Wow. We're going to take out the dirty laundry in 10 minutes. LBF, are you busy at working on that?
Yeah, you know
while
what?
You're making reservations in Portland?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. You know, it's rare that a star says their names their favorite movie.
Yeah.
But Hugh Grant has said what his greatest movie was.
And it's shocking.
It is.
Shocked the world. How about that for a tease? Stick around. 7:47. She's in the hamper as we speak, separating the whites from the colors. What do you got?
We've got, this is brought to you by Brigham Health. All right, so Hugh Grant names his best movie. Oprah and Gail tried to define slang terms, and another reality TV show host, not host, star, is trying
star,
to evade.
Star is still strong.
Yes,
I think.
It is strong.
Yeah,
tries to evade taxes.
Stars.
You're absolutely right on that. But first up, Hugh Grant. It's, now it's pretty rare when you like when you're being interviewed, if you're like, or you watch a star being interviewed, that you say, "What's your favorite movie you've ever done?" And they're like, "Oh, I don't really know." Well, Hugh Grant has just named it.
It is.
He's been in a lot of big movies: yeah. Four Weddings and a Funeral, 9 Months, Sense and Sensibility, Love Actually, Notting Hill. But he said his best film was Paddington 2.
Never saw it.
Oh, my God. He said people were mocking him for doing it, but then he said it's particularly annoying because I genuinely believe it may be the best film I've ever been in. And it's truly such a good film.
It is.
I mean,
I love it.
I was stunned. I took Lucy and I'm like, all right, here we go. We'll go see Paddington 2.
What did Hugh Grant play?
He played an evil
actor.
Yeah. Oh, he was just perfection in it. And it just, and he played the evil guy really well.
It was like, yeah, campy and cartoony.
It's great.
It's amazing.
It's on like rotation.
Do you like Love Actually, LBF, the movie?
Okay, so here's the thing. I do like it, but then I sometimes don't like it. Because if I pare it down to what it really means about everything, I'm like horrified. But
what does it mean about it? Because I saw it once.
Well, like the guy.
Once?
And that might be enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't like it?
Eh, yeah.
You dead inside?
You didn't like it? Like, you didn't even like,
Wife likes it. I'm like, yeah.
Why don't
actually,
you like it? I'm very interested.
Just don't ever give her a Joni Mitchell CD.
Do you guys know that my husband gave me a Joni Mitchell CD and book for Christmas
last year? I wasn't going to mention that on the air. I just kind of alluded
I'll
to it.
I'll mention it. I was like, what is happening?
Help.
And anybody who's seen that movie a million times knows exactly what I'm talking about. And it was not... I was horrified.
I'm sorry I mentioned it.
He said, you like Joni Mitchell. I'm like, yeah.
But I like necklaces, too.
Help me out.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
So there's that. Now, Oprah and Gail try to define slang terms. You want to hear these two ladies try to figure this out? It's
Oprah
pretty fun.
Oprah and Gail. All right. Here we go.
There you go.
You're ready?
There you go.
Yeah.
Lit means it's really great. It's really fun. Fantastic. It's a wonderful thing.
Lit.
Lit.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
My son says that a lot.
Yeah. All sorts of shade. She walked in the room talking about her shoes. My favorite snack is barbecue potato chips.
And mine is popcorn with truffles.
Oh.
Secure the bag.
I'm
out.
That means get the money. Get the money.
Okay. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Cardi B.
That's Cardi B.
Yeah, so snack is a good-looking person. But I do like...
Barbecue chips.
I do like barbecue chips quite a bit.
And truffles.
And then
good.
Finally, I just want to mention that the reality star who's not using his noggin, this is a little crazy. It's Chrisley Knows Best, Todd and Julie Chrisley. Now, the Chrisleys, this is like the description of their show. Multi-millionaire real estate developer and entrepreneur Todd Chrisley and his wife and their children are picture-perfect Southern clan with everything that money can buy. Well, well, well. They got hit with a 12-count federal indictment on Tuesday accusing them of tax evasion and fraud. And so there you go. They've defrauded a number of banks by fraudulently obtaining millions of dollars in loans, but also allegedly cheating taxpayers.
Are you shocked?
Not at all, but like that's like taking a page from Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey. These people, they go on television and show the world how much money they have, and then they're indicted on tax fraud.
Well, Joe used to have, he'd have wads of cash.
Yeah.
And everything he'd pay cash.
Have you? I met Teresa Giudice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. So. Uh-huh. So.
Vacant.
Yes. So I don't want to be mean, but my. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, he was like the dumbest person I've ever met.
Oh, okay.
I'll say it.
You know, there's
some Teresa fans out there listening. We're upset now.
I know, but you know what? Mm. That's okay. Smart isn't everything. But woof!
I'm just jealous of her hairline. She's got one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. That's quite a hairline.
That all men dream about.
Exactly.
Not in that way, though.
Coming up at 8:10, it's Grand in 60 seconds. We have $1,000. Who wants it? Your chance to stake your claim coming up at 8:10.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
We have Judd on the phone from Arlington. Good morning, Judd.
Good morning.
Wow, look at that energy. Wow. Look at that energy.
He's heading into court to sue someone. He's very excited.
He's a civil lawyer.
Objection!
Well, I like that.
Strenuously object, Your Honor.
Do you ever get to do that, Judd? Do you ever say objection, Your Honor?
Oh, absolutely, all the time. I love that word.
Just like the movie. I love it. Do you say it at home?
Yeah, it never works.
I know. Never quite the
overruled.
Same. That would be your
I bet
judge.
You hear that a lot.
Your judge and jury is LBF over there. Okay, you know how the game works because you're a big WROR listener, I can tell. Right, Judd?
Yeah, I love it. Love the 80s.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. Excellent.
Well, we'll make sure we get more. Here's how it works. So you got 60 seconds to answer all of LBF's tough questions today. If you get all 10, we'll give you $1,000. You're a lawyer. You probably don't need it. You'll probably pass it on, but that's fine. Was that a no,
exactly.
Judge? Yeah, right.
Or maybe you'll be playing the quiz pro bono.
Exactly.
Here we go. You ready, Judd?
Will do. Yep.
3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Spell quiz.
Yeah.
What is the third month of the year?
March.
According to the Bible, who was the strongest man on earth? Who sings Uptown Girl?
Billy Joel.
What bear did A.A. Milne create?
Paddington.
Who played Lloyd Dobler in Say Anything?
John Cusack.
What Real Housewives franchise starred Teresa Giudice?
Paula Bowie.
Excuse me?
Pat.
Absolute zero is equal to 0 degrees on which temperature scale?
Centigrade.
What is a group of locusts called?
Pat.
Who was the first female to be featured on the front of a Wheaties box?
Serena Williams.
Spell quiz.
Q-U-I-D.
According to the Bible, who was the strongest man on earth? Oh, you ran out of time, though you were fast.
He was fast on the pass.
Fast on the pass.
Yeah, smart.
Fast on the pass.
You were good at that, but you had too many passes. That's the problem.
Yes,
Judd.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How many did I get correct?
Four.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I did not.
Don't apologize.
No. LBF, what do you mean?
I object to my performance.
Objection sustained.
Why you lost Exhibit A. Yeah. According to the Bible, the strongest man on the earth was Samson. The bear that A.A. Milne created was not Paddington, but close. Winnie the Pooh. The Real Housewife franchise starring Teresa Giudice, that was New Jersey.
Not Baba Booey.
And absolute zero is equal to 0 degrees on the Kelvin temperature scale.
And
the group of locusts is called a plague.
Get it?
And the first female to be featured on the front of a Wheaties box, Mary Lou Retton.
Do you remember Mary Lou Retton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? 80s and more.
Yeah.
80s and more. Right?
That's right. So. Remember her haircut? Did you ever get that one, LBF?
No. My hair didn't cooperate.
How about you, Judd? You ever get that haircut?
No, I wish I had that haircut right now, though.
Hey, Judd, you're a fun guy. Thank you for playing. Nobody goes home a loser. So we get a pair of tickets to see Santana and the Doobies at the Xfinity Center. That is next Tuesday. Can you get out of court for that?
I'll be on the vineyard, but I'll...
Humble brag.
Wow. I told you he didn't need that money.
I was going to tell him to plug where he does his lawyering, but I think you're good.
Lawyering?
Yeah.
What's your favorite restaurant on the vineyard?
Come on.
Oh, my God. I love the Red Cat.
Oh, so do I. They have the best buttermilk fried chicken in the world.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll let these two go.
Yeah, might as well. Okay, what's the vegetable that comes with it, LBF?
It's coleslaw.
Had to ask.
It's a salad.
It's a salad. All right.
5-7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian, and a lovely day. I'll take it. I'd bottle this day. 74 for the high. Partly sunny.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Isn't it just perfect?
It's
nice,
not
cool,
too humid, right?
Not sweating. You know, like
75 and sunny. It's a good day.
It's nice. Yep. Open the windows.
Yep.
Turn
the top
AC
down.
Off. It's great.
Convertible.
Yep.
I don't have
pumpkin
one.
Pumpkin spice.
No, it's not fall.
Not yet. Annie, don't push the season.
Don't push it. All right, it's 70 in Boston. Enjoy your Wednesday. Mike Tyson, is this story for real?
I think it is.
He says he has a marijuana ranch in California. He's hoping to make a living at it. He says he smokes. He and his partner smoke $40,000 worth of pot a month.
Yeah, he was on his Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson and his
what
guests.
Is that? It's a podcast?
Yeah.
Podcast. Okay.
And here's what he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
What do we smoke a month? Is it what? Is it $40,000 a month?
Know. We smoke
40,000 a
we
month.
We smoke 10 tons of weed at the ranch a month.
They sound high.
Is that Cheech and Chong?
They God, sound right? high.
That sounds like Tommy Chong.
My God.
Right?
Yeah, man, we smoke like...
Play that again, LBF.
Okay.
If you can click on
I just
that.
Like listening to Mike Tyson's list.
I love
list.
Mike Tyson.
What do we smoke a month? Is it what? Is it 40,000 a month?
We smoke 40,000
a month.
We smoke 10 tons of weed at the ranch.
Well, if you grow it, it's like, you know, like tomatoes at this time of year. Yeah. You're like, ugh, there's so many, and you're making all this.
Yeah.
If they have a ranch of pot, what are you going to smoke it?
And it's like quality control, man.
You know what? You're right. It's like hothouse tomatoes. These hot box,
that's
the thing. So,
it sure is.
Wow.
That's
who's
a lot.
His partner? Who's that dude? He
I
sounds
have
like
no
one
idea.
Of the Cheech and Chong guys, doesn't he?
He does.
Tommy Chong. Man.
He must be the guy who knows about weed farming.
I hope they're not doing the math or the books. Yeah. All right? I just hope that those
hope
two
they have a good accountant?
Are just,
Wow.
Who's not on the weed?
Yes, exactly. There's got to be somebody else.
I didn't know
charge.
We had a podcast. He probably doesn't know he has a podcast.
It's a podcast.
That's
get
funny.
It?
Oh, it's podcast. Good, LBF. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be interesting. He's an interesting guy. I mean, he's got a lot of problems, but...
You've met him, right, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, we had him on the show when he was doing that, one-man show.
Right.
And I went down and saw the show and then went backstage and met him, and he's the nicest guy.
Because he was stoned. I mean, he's got
to be... Well, you know, no, for the show, I don't think he was, because he was very focused. It's a really... Like, the performance of the show was amazing. I think you can still get it on HBO.
Yeah.
And... When I saw it, someone actually heckled him.
Oh.
And, boy, let me tell you, Mike Tyson can handle a heckler.
Yeah, you think?
Oh, wow.
With a look.
Oh, boy.
With a look.
Yeah. Got to watch that. All right,
pretty incredible.
There you go. Hot boxing with Mike Tyson.
Yep. Wow.
You know what's funny is every time we meet with our management, they're, guys, you should do a podcast.
Oh, maybe we should do a podcast. It's legal here.
Hot boxing with Bob and LBS. I like it.
Wow.
How do you think of that, boss?
All right. Now, we just need $40,000 worth of weed now.
You don't want to hear all we're going to do is talk about food. So that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up between noon and 1 today, that is the magic hour you're listening for.
Is it?
Yes, for Aerosmith's Song of the Day. So when you hear Aerosmith between noon and 1, be calling as soon as you can. Call her 10. And you'll get tickets to their upcoming show next Wednesday night. We can't tell you the name of the song.
We can't?
Nope. No. Some girl named Janie said, don't say anything.
Oh, really? Yeah, she's serious because she knows
serious.
She's packing.
She's packing. So we said, Janie, we won't say the name of the song. You have to go to WROR.com to find out. 5-7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. So earlier in the show... We were talking about how long would you wait for a meal. So Brian had an hour wait for breakfast. Not a lot of choices. You had to do it, right?
Yep. Had to do it. Bite the bullet. Get my omelet.
You wanted the omelet. And you're making reservations for a place.
There's a possibility I'd have to wait 2 hours to get a seat in a restaurant.
That's a long time.
Yeah, but it's not breakfast, so I think I can handle it because you can, like, have a drink at the bar and maybe
or
a 12. Snack.
You'll have quite a few for 2 hours.
I'll
it should be interesting.
It.
You better. So we heard from Jane. We were just looking for someone to say, oh, I've waited 2 hours and a half.
What sure.
No, not Jane. All right, check this call out from earlier in the show.
Good morning.
So you have an extreme wait for a restaurant. Not you, but your husband.
Well, I had to wait because I was with him.
Yep.
So more than once, my husband has decided, we live in Massachusetts, in the Worcester area, and there's a restaurant down in Ponce de Leon, Florida, which is not way down there.
It's a drive.
But it's, you know, it's a drive. And more than once, he has decided that he wants to go to dinner in this restaurant. So we will drive to Florida just for the purpose of having dinner.
That's
my God. The down the hatch.
That's like a Smokey and the Bandit movie.
It could be.
Jane, you're saying you would drive from outside Worcester to Florida 24 hours because he wants dinner the next day?
He's done it. Yes, he's done it more than once.
Yeah, what does he order?
What are
the
restaurant? Yeah, what is the restaurant?
The Fountain of Youth. It's Ponce de Leon.
True.
The restaurant is called Down the Hatch, and
check that out.
He just likes it because
sounds fancy.
So fresh. They have it isn't really. It's not at all. And they have their own boat, and you sit right by the water, and the pelicans try to steal your dinner. You know, but it's great food, and he loves it.
What's your husband's first name?
It's Byard. Now I'm giving him away because
Byard's in trouble.
I
want to know what is so good about this restaurant that he would drive to Florida.
Fun.
You can't get anything like it around here.
Yeah.
I mean,
I suppose it's maybe. I don't know. Maybe in Maine.
Try Maine.
A little closer.
Maybe like down the Cape. There's that
Jane.
I don't know what the name of it is. Like the Catch or something like that.
Yeah, but still, Jane, That takes the
pretty extreme.
So he does this once a year, or?
Well, no, we haven't actually done it for a couple of years, so we're probably due.
Yeah, I think you're right. Do you guys just straight shot down? I'm curious.
What do you want for dinner? I don't know. Let's go to Florida.
Yeah.
He's done it. He's done it straight through, and then times we've stopped overnight and, you know, somewhere halfway down there and then gone through. It all depends on the weather.
Hey, Jane, thanks for calling. Wow. That's a great story.
Okay.
Yeah, see Jane, leave Byron. I think that's what we're going to do. Bye-bye. Brian, you pulled it up on Waze.
I got it up on Waze now. We could be there by, you know, there's a little bit of traffic through
D.C.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could be there by like 3:30 in the morning.
That's 18
like an 18-hour drive. Yeah.
Wow.
For dinner. Yeah.
He just
has a wild hair, as they say. And they just head down the hatch.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. So, yeah.
Must be good, though. I mean.
That's the call of the day from Jane.
I don't know if anybody's ever
been.
Next time I'm in Ponce de Leon area.
You got to go now to down
take a
the
sip
hatch.
Of the water and go to that restaurant.
Pelican steal your food. All that drive for nothing. 105.7 WROR. You know, you got to like Byron. I'd like to talk to him. He's the gentleman who would drive all the way to Florida for his favorite restaurant on a whim. They don't even plan ahead.
It's kind of fun, though.
It's fun.
They just
go for it. He says, Jane, let's go.
It's neat. It's got to be really good food, though. That's my theory.
At Down the Hatch?
Yeah. I mean,
Down the Hatch.
Well, we
sounds
have,
like it's good.
Who's on the phone? Georgette?
In a honky-tonk Florida way.
Sounds a little fried.
Florida good.
All right, Georgette, wait a minute now. We have someone on the phone. You say you've been there?
Yes, I have. I was just there about a month ago with my husband. We fish out of Ponce Inlet, which is right outside of Daytona Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were looking around and we saw this place, you know, and went in. And, I mean, it was good, but it wasn't, like, 1,300-mile drive good.
You mean it's not worth the drive from anywhere?
If you're in the Daytona area.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, you know, she was raving, but, you know, they have pelicans that come steal your food. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I mean, they're birds. I mean, I was up at Pemaquid Point just this past weekend, and on the rocks is a little sign that says, if the birds take your food, tough luck. They don't work for the restaurant. Your food won't get replaced.
That is funny. Wow. I like it. Well, what a coincidence, though, really, that we've been there. Because Brian was just going to drive there this weekend.
No.
Calling it off now, Brian?
Don't do it.
I guess I won't.
No. It's, like I said, it's good, but it's, like I said, I would not.
I mean, we just happen to be down there on vacation.
Yeah, that's typically how people do things.
Yeah. Eat at the closest restaurant, maybe.
What does that say about the Worcester restaurants to say you got to drive to Florida for dinner? Anyway, thank you for calling.
All right,
Georgette, good call. Well, there you have it. So?
Wow.
What? I mean, now you got to go next time you're down.
Oh, yeah. If I'm ever in Florida, I'm right. going to go. Maybe this weekend.
Well, speaking of traffic, go.
I like your Cape Cod shirt. For folks who haven't seen us on our Facebook page, we do live shots.
Yeah.
Bob,
you're full of compliments for Brian Bell today, and
what
I'm feeling a little bit crazy.
Whoa,
what are you talking
first
about?
You tell him he's a male model. Now you're telling him that he loves his shirt. I'm just wondering if I'm interrupting this bromance brewing.
We do get a bromance going, but feel free to interrupt.
There's a lot of shark paraphernalia on the cape. It's basically the Jaws poster, but instead of Jaws at the top, it says Cape Cod.
What I was going to ask you, and I'm not even complimenting you on this shirt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I spoke too soon.
You did. No. Now, that is the poster from Jaws.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, think back, because we're looking at it. But is that about the right size shark versus the girl swimming?
It's not to scale, Bob.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a little bit off.
It's more like a it's like the Meg. It looks like the Meg. Yeah.
It's more like, okay. I just need to know that. Okay.
No, they're not that big. Yeah. Although they're really big. And they look particularly big when they're aiming for you. So,
because if that's even close to scale... I'm a lake guy from now.
That's a frightening. I mean, I'm just saying that is a frightening image.
It is.
The Jaws movie.
The Jaws
poster.
Movie with the woman who's swimming up top and then the thing gunning. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I wasn't complimenting Brian Bell. No, you have nothing to fear.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Just checking.
I'm just playing hard to get with you.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.